New bowling coach Dimitri Mascarenhas joins us before the start of the new season. Dimmy, wonderful opportunity for you to get back into coaching around the county scene.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, couldn't have come to a better place. You know, last year's champions, and we'll be looking to repeat that. We've got a good squad of bowlers, if everyone stays fit, we've got a really good chance this season.
Come back from Barbados, unfortunately we didn't get the result we wanted, but I guess from your perspective it was a good workout for all the boys.
Yeah, it was a good workout. As you say, unfortunately only went 3 days, but look, the MCC played brilliantly, and we just weren't there. But more importantly, we've got Yorkshire to look forward to in 10 days or so, and we've got a few days back in Chelmsford, hopefully a few days in Cambridge, and then we'll see how we go. But hopefully get a couple of bowlers back fit and put a really strong team out.
You know the county scene and the strengths and weaknesses of it. How do you assess the Essex bowling attack in terms of that?
I haven't been around for a long time, but from what I've seen, and even what I've played with over the years, my time at Hampshire, it's a very strong squad, especially in the bowling department. There's going to be some guys that missing out who are going to be very disappointed, which is a good and bad thing. There's competition for places. But you look, what we want is guys that can come in and do a job straight away. Last year we had two guys get 70 wickets, and the next highest was 30 from our overseas player. So, if we can just spread the load a little bit more this season, I think we'll be in a better place for that.
Indeed. You've mentioned the two players there, Jamie Porter and Simon Harmer. Mm. And Simon Harmer, almost quite unique, isn't he? I mean, for a spinner to take 72 wickets in the county championship and in only 14 games as well now. Now the program's been reduced, is phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's a serious effort. As you know, I wasn't around last year, so I didn't see the wickets he was bowling on. But from what I hear, I haven't actually seen him bowl yet. Not live anyway, I've seen him on some video footage. So, I'm really looking forward to having him here, and he's obviously got something pretty special to be able to do that. So hopefully if he can repeat that, he's obviously going to bowl a lot of overs, and fingers crossed he stays fit and we have him all year. Again, anything's possible.
And you mentioned about the young bowlers as well. And it's important to manage their workload, isn't it? We've got Jamie Porter, we've got people like Aaron Beard, Sam Cook, pushing for places.
Absolutely. Paul Walter, Jack Plum.
It's an embarrassment of Richards.
No, exactly. Dixon and Matthew Quinn's really progressing well from injury. We're definitely not going to rush him, so don't get too excited yet. But he's in a really good place, and we just want to get him fit, and all Essex people know what he can do when he is fit. I've seen him before in New Zealand, but if we can get him fit halfway through the year, end of May, June, and you never know what he could provide, and what he does provide for this team is amazing. So again, look, we as you say, we've got a lot of bowlers, and if we can keep them fit, we're in a really good place.
Exciting times for Essex cricket and for Dimitri Mascarenhas, I guess.
Yeah, very excited. And I can't wait to get started. This is all great, pre-season and interviews and all that sort of stuff. But come first day, Yorkshire at Headingley, I'm going to be very excited to get underway.